Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music and entertainment news. Matty Healy has broken his silence over Taylor Swift's new album, which has fans convinced dissects their relationship and their breakup. The 1975 frontman, who dated the global superstar last year but split after a short romance, was out walking when he was asked his thoughts about his so-called diss tracks on Taylor's latest release, The Tortured Poets Department. Here's what he had to say.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but which sure is good.
Taylor is yet to speak out and confirm whether the songs are indeed about her relationship with Matty, but fans have been deconstructing the lyrics of many songs, such as Fortnite, Down Bad, and The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Beyoncé made a young fan's day when she sent flowers to him and his family. 2-year-old Tyler went viral recently when his mum B shared a video of him on social media explaining that he wanted to meet Beyoncé because she was his friend.
Beyoncé is your friend?
Yeah.
You think?
She's my friend.
Beyoncé is your friend?
Yeah. I want to meet her.
You
want to
meet her? I know, me too, baby. I want to meet her too.
Now, Tyler's mum has taken to Instagram again to share a gorgeous blue bouquet of flowers that was sent from Queen Bee herself, with Bee saying that little Tyler was thrilled to have received the gift from his new friend. Florence and the Machine are set to make their debut performance at the BBC Proms this year, and there's a special treat in store for the audience. The band will take to the stage with Jules Buckley and his orchestra to perform their debut album Lungs in full, complete with some medieval instruments as well. The huge performance, named Florence and the Machine Symphony of Lungs, will take place on the 11th of September at the Royal Albert Hall, and lead singer Florence Welch said she was so honoured to have been asked to perform. Tickets for the show go on sale on the 18th of May. Billie Eilish has revealed why she won't be releasing music ahead of her upcoming third album. The superstar was speaking to Rolling Stone when she said that she doesn't like releasing singles from an album before its release, as it's usually without context. Billie added that every time other singers do the same, she's prone to disliking it. Instead, the Oscar and Grammy-winning singer and songwriter wants to give her fans the full body of work in one go, so they can listen to it in full. Billie will be releasing Hit Me Hard and Soft on the 17th of May. And Kid Cudi has been forced to cancel his upcoming tour after injuring his foot on stage at Coachella. The Grammy-winning rapper was due to head out on the road for a string of gigs across the US, but revealed to his fans that his injury was much more serious than he first thought. The artist, whose real name is Scott Miscudi, said he was having surgery and that he would be recovering for a long time after breaking his foot when he jumped off the stage at Coachella and landed awkwardly. The Day and Night rapper added he was devastated to disappoint his fans, but that they'd be able to claim refunds soon. And if you're after more royal content, then make sure you check out our other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast. The latest episode is all about the new Netflix movie Scoop, which tells the story of the journalists of BBC Newsnight securing the now infamous Prince Andrew interview. Our hosts, Emily, Andrea and Emmy, are joined by former Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, who's played in the movie by Billy Piper, who reveals all about what it was like being in the room while the interview was being filmed and just how she managed to secure it. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your Daily Lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.